94.5 Cool FM. It's Maria and Chad with your check-in weekly of what's new at the movie theaters. Every Friday, we give you a chance to figure out what you want to see this weekend. And helping us with that is Cecily Nobler. She's live in Hollywood.
I am. Good morning.
Are you here with good news? Are there some great movies in theaters this weekend?
I don't know if great, but I will say this, because we'll talk about those movies, but I will also be at the Critics' Choice Awards on Sunday, so make sure to watch. Maybe you'll see me at a table in the back.
What are you wearing? We'll look for you.
Usually I go like super, like the strapless and the whole thing, and everything's out. Mm. And I decided no more.
Okay.
Wearing sort of like a
burka.
A high. It's not a burka. So somewhere in between those two things.
Okay. I'll look for you in the ski mask.
Okay. I mean, I realized at some point it's like, why am I trying this hard? Nobody cares. So I'm just going to wear a cute little dress, fit and flare, as they say, fit and flare.
That's a cool honor. Congratulations in advance.
Thank you. You can watch it, I believe, on some channel at some time.
And Kevin Hart is hosting this year?
No. And he did finally decline, finally officially, the Oscars, as we saw, right? And,
yeah.
I think that was a wise choice for him, because I don't think he could ever have won that battle. I just think it was just, there was an uphill climb that he couldn't win, and I think it was, everyone should move on.
I don't care so much about the fact that there's not going to be a host. I just think it's going to be weird that it's like, all right, here's the first award. Like, how are they going to start the show?
Are they for sure not having a host?
No host.
Oh, my goodness. That's horrible. That's just the worst idea ever, and we're just at the end of time.
What they're going to do is lean on A-list celebrities to get up to introduce things, so it'll kind of feel like there's a host, but at this point, that's the word coming out of the Academy.
Well, hopefully there'll be some surprises, at least some streakers.
Yeah, now we just have to settle on the Fiji water girl.
We love her. Okay, movies. Let's start with The Upside, the remake of the French film The Intouchables. The American version, of course, Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston. Let me first say, I love the French version, but, you know, sometimes I wonder if we think movies are good just because they're in another language. Like, if Encino Man was in Italian, would we have been like, this is deep? Like, they've got something to say. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. I think there's something to that.
Crocodile Dundee from the Bronx.
If Holmes and Watson had been like a Fellini film, like, Will Ferrell has something to say, you guys.
I like that.
It's a lovely premise, The Upside. An extremely wealthy paraplegic hires a down-on-his-luck streetwise guy. They both learn a little something, you know. What was charming in the original still has its moments, but all subtlety is lost with Kevin Hart. I mean, that's just the truth. Like, I happen to like him as a comedic actor. I think he does a good job here, but I can't say the movie's better than average, maybe a little below C-. And I'm a little above the curve on that. I like both actors so much that I'm giving it a little extra.
Okay.
Also opening is A Dog's Way Home, the unrelated follow-up to A Dog's Purpose. Don't get mad. I liked A Dog's Purpose. I did.
Yeah.
But I would also give an A to a YouTube video of a basset hound staring at a sandwich, because I'm a little I'm biased, right?
Yeah.
I'm a dog crazy.
Well, the one part of the trailer that stuck out to me was it says, there are some bonds no distance can break.
Oh.
And it's talking about the relationship with a dog. And I think when you watch these movies, you think about your pets or your pets from the past, right?
Of course you do. All I wanted to do when I was watching, by the way, was get home to my dog. Like, I was like, why am I watching this? I got to get home and, like, hold my dog all night.
Yeah.
Ashley Judd is in this. I don't know that she... I don't want to say she phoned it in. What's worse than that? Emailing it in?
Oh, no.
She went out and bought a fax machine, and she faxed it in, what she did. But the dog, like, this dog, I don't know if they used different ones, but this was, like, the best dog actor I think I've ever seen. It was the cutest and most wonderful dog.
Huh.
I'm going to find out. Next time we talk, I'll have more info on this dog, because I really thought he was great.
And the one other question I had from the trailer is, how the heck does a dog become friends with a bobcat? Which actually happens in this movie.
Bobcat thing, let me just say this, is digitized.
Yeah.
And the dog obviously is very real, so that just felt, and there's a lot of that.
And the technology, it looks like my mom did it. Like, it doesn't even look believable.
It doesn't look believable at all. I mean, people were laughing at the screening, honestly. They were, like, loving the dog, and then they would show the bobcat, and it was like, what, is he dreaming? Is the dog dreaming this? Like, what is this? it didn't make sense. So for the story, like, here's the other thing. It's mostly for kids,
yeah,
obviously, but there are a few questionable scenes that will scar them for life. So I don't know how to, like, say to go take your kids, because I'll tell you off air. I can't even, it's so awful, I can't even say it on air what happens.
Oh, okay.
But the dog, you know, look, it's watching a dog, you know, kind of figure it out for 2 hours.
Is this like Bambi? Does the dog get shot?
Not this dog.
Oh, no, yeah. Really?
I mean, I don't want to tell you too much, but, like, there are other animals that you have to see. Like,
all right, so if you're a well-adjusted adult, you can see this, but no children, please.
But the children at the screening, because there were a lot of them at my press screening,
yeah,
they didn't seem to mind. Nobody was crying.
Well, they were texting. They weren't even paying attention to the movie.
And they were, you know, maybe they've seen it all at this point, but they were kind of older. I would say nobody was under 10.
Okay.
So it's definitely not for young kids, but as a movie, I'm going to go 2 out of 5 bones. But for the dog and any, like, dog lovers just to see a really cute dog, it's 5 million bones.
Okay.
That's how I'm grading this. I don't want to make sense ever again, and I don't think I will. Just so you know, in Phoenix, you already had this, I think, but opening wide, some more theaters you will have On the Basis of Sex, starring the beautiful model British actress Felicity Jones as Ruth Bader Ginsburg, because apparently Heidi Klum was not available. I'm going to leave it there. I am live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.